Hello, my many listeners. This is Guy Taylor doing a first time with you for New Nanu. And this week, I'd like to take a look at a new game written by Rip Gainsong called Xara. In this game, you are a soldier from a very important group, and your mission is to find the enemy base, go through the underground maze, and disarm the bomb. In Xara, terrorists plan to detonate the bomb on the nuclear base, and one soldier must defend the terrorist, and the terrorist will see the soldier and fight them. So before we get started with the review, let me tell you what I run here. I'm in Windows XP Home Edition with a Sound Blaster Live and Goldwave to record the review. Okay, I'm at the icon ready to start the game, so I'm gonna press enter to start it. That was a pretty good intro sound.
Select options, then press enter. Start mission.
Okay, here we are in the main menu. And we had several options here. The first one is start mission, which allows you to start the mission, of course. And if I down arrow,
load game
allows you to load a previously saved game. You can save the game in like hours you want.
Test speaker settings.
That allows you to test the speaker settings. Well, I don't know if you hear this recording in stereo or mono. I don't know if Igor's gonna have a stereo copy of the review on his website, but if you're listening to this review during ACB Radio's mainstream or in the main menu archive, then it is a mono. And you won't get as much feeling for the game as it would if you had stereo.
Learn game sounds.
And I'm going to let you know what the sounds are as I play the game, but it's always helpful to learn the various sounds. Daniel.
Final score.
That allows you to check what your final score was, but I haven't played a game, so it will say 0 points. Let's check.
Your final score is 0 points.
Final score.
Yes, that's right.
View top 10 scores.
That allows you to view your top 10 scores.
Send score to your game zone.
This is quite interesting. It allows you to send your score to the game zone server.
Quit game.
And quit game allows you to quit the game, so
start mission. Low test speaker settings.
We're gonna go to test speaker settings, and I'm on test speaker settings right now. So I'll press enter.
Front left. Front right. Right. Back left. Left. Back right.
Test speaker settings.
Now I'm gonna go to start mission.
Let's start mission.
There we go. Now I got it highlighted, so I'll press enter.
Use up and down arrow keys to choose difficulty, then press enter. Easy.
Okay, we got easy.
Normal.
Normal.
Hard.
Hard or
super.
Super and
insane.
Insane and
return to main menu
is at the bottom. So let's go to easy.
Easy.
And I'll press enter and the game will start.
Your task.
Now, that when that noise on the left is your task, and that noise on either side is the wind, and that noise right in the center is your helicopter. Okay, now we're in episode 1. So, I'm going to pause the game and explain what you have to do. I just hit the P key to pause it. Okay, so basically, in episode 1, you have to find an enemy base. And you're in the helicopter, and you have to fly to the enemy base. And to find out the enemy base position, you hit the B key. And on your way, you're going to be encountering obstacles, like guns and mountains and enemy helicopters. And when you hear an enemy helicopter, and you hit the enemy key, to turn on your radar, then target the helicopter, and then you shoot it, and then you can turn off your radar. And what will then happen next is you can find the guns, but you have to be careful because they'll shoot you. And when you come up against a mountain, you'll have to press up air to change your height. So, let's continue. Okay, now I'm in episode 1. Now, if you press N-E-S-W, that tells you what objects are around you. So I press S.
The way is clear.
The way is clear.
Gun. 4.
There's a gun to my east.
Gun. 1.
Okay, there's 2 guns.
The way is clear.
And nothing to the north. So there's nothing to the south, nothing to the north, and 2 guns on west and east.
Mountain. 1.
And there's a mountain.
The way is clear.
Now, if you want to do sound help, you can press F1. And also, if you want to save the game, you hit F2.
The way is clear.
Okay, the way is clear.
The way is
now,
clear.
Now, I'm going to check the enemy base provision with B.
Enemy base, 9475.
Okay, 9475.
The way is clear.
Base.
725.
Okay, we're 725. Now, if you press space.
1825.
It tells you your provision.
The way is clear.
And the way is clear still.
Enemy helicopter.
Okay, there's an enemy helicopter. So, I'm just firing it. What I did was, I heard the helicopter. I pressed enter to turn on my radar. Then, I pressed the control key to fire as soon as it got into the center. But you can also target it without your radar, and that's what I'm going to do next.
The way is clear.
Okay, there's nothing on the E key.
Mountain.
And there's a mountain.
3725.
So, was 2725.
Enemy helicopter.
Okay, there's another helicopter. There we go, I shot it. Now, when you get closer to the enemy base, you'll hear it say bases below.
9332.
There's another helicopter.
Gun. 5.
Okay, I came across a gun. And the way is clear, so when you get closer to the base,
the way is clear.
It'll say bases below. But I will tell you what will happen when you get closer to a mountain. It'll say mountain, and by the way, I didn't mention this, but it will only happen on the easy difficulty levels, so you won't get it on insane and the other difficulty levels. But when you hear it say mountain, you basically have to hit the up arrow key to change your height. And then what happens next is you fly over the mountain, but you better be careful not to fly for a longer time, because there's an enemy radar and an enemy missile can target you, and you'll hear like a missile noise that goes. And when you hear that noise, you basically hit the down arrow key to stop your height, and then you'll hear a psss noise indicating that the missile has disappeared. So that's what you have to do. Also, with the guns, you can pass the lines of guns, and when you hear it say gum, it'll actually make a gun noise. And there's a gun near us.
The way is clear.
Our intention is to land on the enemy base.
Gun 5.
So, normally in some levels, like this episode, you'll be able to fly up in the mountain to go to the enemy base, but I was lucky because I knew that didn't have to happen. It doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes it does.
The way is clear.
What is our position right now? I will press the space bar to find out.
9467.
Oh, we're nearly there. So, when it says base is below, you basically hit the down arrow key to land on the base.
The way is clear. The base is below.
Okay, the base is below, and I hit the down arrow key to land. Now, the helicopter is landing, and it's the windows making that noise, and soon we'll be in episode 2. Okay, we're in episode 2, and I want to explain what's going to go on, so I'll press the P key. Okay, in episode 2, you have to find the entrance into the underground maze, and there are bunkers on the base, and also mines which you need to avoid. And when you come into a bunker, there's gonna be a terrorist, and he will say down from the left, center, or right, in which case you have to hit the left if he's arrow key, you have to hit the left arrow key if he's on the left, the up arrow key if he's on the middle, and the right arrow key if he's on the right. So I'm gonna, and the helicopter shoots, and when it shoots you have to press the down arrow key to fall to the land, and then you wait till it stops shooting, and then you keep moving. Also, there's gonna be tanks around the way, and to shoot the tanks, you actually use the left and right arrow keys to center the tank. It will make, there are three tank sounds, and it'll make one of these sounds, and then it'll make a shot noise, and then once you get it centered, it will make a targeting beep, but you have to be quick, because then you'll lose a life, apparently. You get 10 lives. And to reload your rocket, you hit the enter key. And that's what you do to reload it. And that's all there is to this level. And then once you find the entrance to the underground maze, then you can basically complete that episode and go to episode 3. There's actually 3 episodes in this game. Okay, we're moving, and I want to check the position of the bunkers, and that noise was the helicopter shooting. I'm going to press B.
Bunker, 13, 13.
Okay, so 13, 14.
1, 5. The way is clear.
Okay, I just fell to the land, and that noise is a tank, and it's on my left, and there's a targeting sound, and I just fired it with the control key. And you're using a rocket launcher during this level.
1, 7. The way is clear.
Okay, you basically use the MSEW keys in all episodes. Okay, and I just started to land.
The way is clear.
Okay, there's another tank. And he's on my right. And I just shot it. Now that noise, that noise is the helicopter flying, but you can also hear shots.
11. The way is clear. 1, 12. 1, 13. 1, 13. The way is clear.
Now we have to find
13.
Okay, what I did was I pressed the B key, but as soon as I did, the helicopter shot me, so I stopped and then hit the down arrow key. Okay, now we're safe to move.
The way is clear.
Okay, there was another tank and it just fired me, but I shot it.
Bunker.
Okay,
nine.
There's a bunker. And when you enter this bunker that you have been in before, you'll hear, you'll hear breathing noise. And I'm gonna get up
bunker
and
seven.
Walk to the bunker.
The way is clear.
Okay, the way is clear right now. Okay, now
bunker
the bunker is to my east, so I'm walking. I'm still walking to the bunker. Now the helicopter shot me again.
Bunker.
Okay, that was the terrorist to my right, and I shot one on the left. Okay.
2 new rockets.
Okay, and I shot it. Now, what I was doing, I was entering the bunker, and as soon as I did, you heard the terrorist, so I hit one on the left, I hit one on the right, and 2 on the middle, and I got 2 new rockets. So, let's...
Bunker, 0. The way is near. 14. Bunker, 12, 13. King, south, 12. The way is 12. 14, 12, 13. King, bunker.
Okay, now we're at the same bunker, but we're relaxed. position right now. So it will take a second for it to resume. There we go. And that noise gets heard like me colliding into a mine. And I'm not going to demonstrate the whole game.
The way is clear.
I'm just moving with the up arrow. It's moving automatically for me. So you don't have to move manually. Okay, there was another helicopter which shot me. Okay, now that's enough for now, so I'll press escape.
Game over. Your final score is 3,600 points.
And it gives you your score.
Start mission.
Okay.
Quit game.
Since we've already played the first two missions and demonstrated them, I'll press enter on quit game.
Exiting game.
And that basically concludes this review of X Hour by Rip Gainsone. It's a really good game, and I really like the development that has gone into it, as well as some of the sound effects are very high quality. If you would like to download the demo of the game, as well as pick up some other games that he's got, visit www.ripgainszone.com. Again, that's www.ripgainszone.com. If you have any questions or comments about the game, first of all, you can contact Igor Maladsov and Alina Kungaladsov, which is his wife. Most likely, it'll be Igor. It'll be Igor. We'll gladly answer any questions you do have, but if you'd like to contact me, there are plenty of ways you can do that. You can email me about this review at skype@sha.ca. That is skyte@shaw.ca. You can also add that to your MSN Messenger contact list, or you can get a hold of me via Skype voice chat. And if you have any problems installing the game, I can walk you through how to install it on Skype. Hope you enjoyed this review, and I hope to come in and do some more reviews in the future for Nenon. This is Sky Taylor saying goodbye for now.
Well, thanks very much, Sky, for your efforts. And if you think that you are up to the challenge of reviewing a piece of software, or hardware for that matter, for Main Menu, and it doesn't have to be blindness specific, just from a blindness perspective, then do drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org, and we'll provide as much technical support as possible to bring that idea to fruition. I'm Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the Main Menu team, thanks very much for listening, and until next week, when we'll have Eric Damery on the program, bye for now.